Why not start a Tuesday out rocking, huh?
Boston.
Yeah. Right, James?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Welcome to a Tuesday, everybody. It's your 26th day of May. Hope you had did you have a great weekend?
Yeah. How about you?
Awesome weekend.
Yeah, good weekend.
Good. Good weekend.
Good extra day.
Extra day is nice.
So nice.
It is.
This
it
time
is
of year, nice. Especially.
Yeah. And the weather, the way it was.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It was hot on Monday.
It was hot on Monday. What? And, yeah, Sunday.
Yeah. It was a great day, great weekend. Now we're back to the work week, shortened week. We're starting off on Tuesday. Let's look at some Wyoming history today. The year was 1891. Here was the quote. I am requested to mention that a few gentlemen at the McKinney Post who called themselves the Happy Six, met somewhere someday this week and became gloriously elevated.
That's in the calendar?
Yeah, it's in the calendar. Songs were sang and healths were drank till the roosters began to crow.
So they partied all night.
They partied all night, in other words.
Okay.
That was well put.
There had to have been something else. There's no way that they were like, hey, we'll put this quote in there. Had to have been.
Gloriously elevated.
Yeah.
How are you today? I'm gloriously elevated.
I'm gloriously elevated.
Man, there used to be who called that in? Where did they call that into the newspaper? Or
I don't know, James. The year was 1891. I know. They weren't calling anybody.
Yeah, where did they where
McKinney
did they
Post.
Give that?
Where's that?
McKinney. Fort McKinney.
Oh.
And there was nothing going on back then, huh? 1891.
They were gloriously elevated and partying.
But that was the news coming out of Fort McKinney. That was the news. That was what was going on.
Very huge. They weren't working.
Yeah.
And then the year was 1891. The Occidental Hotel in Buffalo had their rates at $4.95 per week.
Woo!
Telling you, there's nothing going on.
The Occidental.
That was the news.
Well, maybe that happened at the Occidental.
Yeah,
maybe it did in 1891. Also, Evanston has a flute band.
There you go.
Fluke band.
Yeah.
Has a flute band.
Nothing going on.
Yeah.
Lander has 400 residents. Laramie is overrun with tramps.
What does that mean?
Okay, that's where the all-nighter
was. Yeah, there
was.
We go. That's the news.
That's the news in Wyoming in 1891.
Man, nothing going on.
Good stuff there. That's fun stuff. Hey, Friday, this last Friday,
mm-hmm.
we got treated to Demp Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
PO News.
Very good.
Flagstaff Cafe.
As expected. Very good.
You know, we talked about it earlier last week, and then Mark so graciously said, well, hey.
Yeah, they were good.
I'll bring some up. So
good burgers.
Last Friday, Mark brought up some Demp Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to touch on the potato salad.
I was just going to say the homemade potato salad.
It wasn't over. It was very subtle. He celebrated the potato in his potato salad.
Oh.
Not too much mustard, not a ton of onion. It was great. Just enough relish or pickle.
Man. Mm-hmm. If you get high marks from Julie, Mark, the potato salad, homemade potato salad is good stuff.
I'm no chef.
Yeah, homemade potato salad at the PO News. So
good.
Maybe you should start your week off at the PO News and Flagstaff Cafe with one of their delicious burgers. We were treated to Demp Burgers. And of course, the Demp Burgers topped with ham, cheddar cheese, tomato, lettuce. We had pickles finished with sweet chili aloy.
It was good.
Aioli.
Aioli. Aioli.
Yeah, there you go.
I can never get that right one.
Aioli.
Okay. There we go. It's the Demp Burger and all the old good stuff. Make it the PO News today. Highly recommend it. You can give them a call. They'll deliver it to you. Stop on by 673-5333. Easy number to remember. 673-5333. Make it the PO News. Flagstaff Cafe. Right there. At North Main.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thanks,
thank you, Mark. Good stuff.
Delicious.
On the birthday board, fashion designer Aldo Gucci was born on this date in 1905.
Hmm.
Leather goods, leather bags.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Basically everything in between.
Yeah. 1907, John Wayne was born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. It's my sister's birthday, Jana. Happy birthday, Jana.
All right.
I forgot she was born on the same day as John Wayne.
John Wayne. All right. Happy birthday, Jana.
He's deceased, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
He died in 1979.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Today, sportscaster, Billings, Montana native, Brent Musburger.
Oh, he is?
Going for his work with CBS, Legend. ABC, ESPN, all that.
He does radio still for the Raiders, if I'm not mistaken?
I think you might be right. Yeah. I don't know. He might have retired.
He either retired recently or he still does with the Raiders. I don't remember.
He's 87.
Wow.
He probably retired.
Maybe. Some people just keep going, man.
I know.
Stevie Nicks, very talented lady.
Oh, her birthday?
Her birthday today.
Jana's in good company.
I know. Jana's 78 today, Stevie.
Jana isn't. Stevie
no,
Nicks
Jana's
is.
Not 78. Yeah, let's get, yeah, we're telling let's get Stevie, that clear.
Telling Stevie Nicks. Hey, Jana,
Stevie Nicks
her birthday.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks is 78, not Jana.
She is? She's 78?
She's 78 today, yeah. Hank Williams Jr., another singer.
Wow.
I know. She's in good company. 77 today. And Jeannie Francis, General Hospital fame.
Oh, yeah.
Luke and Laura.
Luke and Laura.
Yeah, she's 64 today. On the history date book, a patent was filed in the U.S. office for the hydrogen bomb, 1946.
Imagine filing that patent. You're working at the patent office and you're reading that and you're like, what is this?
Wow.
Can you tell me a little bit more about this? No, I can't really tell you how it all end up. But
you're telling me this could level multiple cities, and you want to file a patent for it here.
That it might have a continuous reaction that we don't know when it will end. Yeah. We're just crossing our fingers.
Yes. 1940, evacuation of Allied troops from Dunkirk, France, began. Begins during World War II. And
by a bunch of civilian boats, famously.
Yes. Made a movie out of that.
Great movie.
1805, Napoleon. Crowned King of Italy on this date.
Huh.
Today, Paper Airplane Day. Remember how to make a paper airplane?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Great.
I made a lot of them in school.
I've made one. No, I'm
What else is there to do, right? Paper Airplane Day today. So make a paper airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Have a paper airplane contest. Sure. How far you can throw them, right?
That was always the disappointing part for me. I was like, man, this goes nowhere.
Mine went
nowhere. That's why I gave up. I was like, I can't do this. So I'm not going to make
anymore. I messed with them long enough that I...
You patented it down?
You got it
patented down?
I can do this easily.
Ooh.
I'm going to be a pilot. That's what you said.
No.
You said that?
No.
Oh, okay.
After the best paper airplane ever.
Blueberry Cheesecake Day.
Ooh.
I'm good.
Love cheesecake.
Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, Brown Baguette Day. There you go. BO News. Like, grab it and go.
Oh, okay. Like B-A-G-I-T.
B-A-G.
Okay. I thought you were saying baguette weird.
Brown Baguette Day.
I thought you were saying brown baguette, but you're saying baguette weird.
Baguette. Am I saying it weird?
I thought you were saying baguette, but it sounded like you were just saying it weird.
A-I-I-O-L-E.
But I get what you're saying, yeah. Okay.
Hey, it's cookout day. Have a cookout, too.
Sure.
Bring a baguette or a bag.
Yeah, or brown baguette.
Bring a bag. Bag it. Since I can't say it correctly. You can have a little wine with your day, too. Wine day today.
Sure.
It is towel day. I guess the
towel
has
its own. If you don't have one, you appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would we do before towels? Makes you think.
Right.
Just hop out Gunny the shower
sex,
and be like, all right. I'll just wait for this to.
Wow. That'd be a little harsh.
Well, I mean, if you already had them laying
around. That's definitely
around.
Doing some foliating of the old skin there using a gunny sack.
They didn't go to a department store out here.
Right. My skin's sure supple after using this gunny sack.
Yeah, in 1891, after they were having their jamboree at Fort McKinney, they took a bath afterwards. How'd they dry off? Were they using towels or were they just, all right, we'll just sit here and wait?
It's towel day. All right. Tap dance day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Researchers have said the venom of an Australian tiger snake hasn't changed in 10 million years.
Cool.
Well, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Right.
Wow. I don't even know what an Australian tiger snake looks like.
Well, it's highly venomous. Memorial Day. Earliest Memorial Day we've ever had.
Really?
We can have. Earliest the Memorial Day can be, anyway.
Oh.
Next year, it'll be May 31st. It'll be the latest
it
can be.
Interesting.
I know. Hey, check this out. You'll appreciate this, Julie, because you're a runner. On Sunday, Eugene Augie Winters ran his 890th official marathon. He is almost 70.
Yeah, there's older ones.
Oh, you're not there's old enough, Eugene.
Eugene, come on, Slacker, man. Raise the bar.
890th in marathon.
I meant there's a guy that's like 102 that's running marathons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's 90-year-olds, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He ran this in 3 hours, 46
Whoa,
minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Props.
All right, Gene. Don't let Julie dog you for being only 70 and running a marathon. David Rush from Idaho has set a new Guinness World Record by wearing 32 t-shirts in 1 minute.
Sure.
He donned them.
Again, it cannot be his real name.
30 seconds. And the fastest time he put on 10 shirts.
His name's David Rush, and he's doing something really fast? Okay, dude. That's your real name? I don't believe you.
Hey, German YouTuber won the first men's downhill race at the annual cheese rolling contest, Cooper's Hill in England.
Oh, wow. I've seen that.
That is like crazy. I mean, this hill is like not like for the faint at heart.
No. They just sprint and then topple over to the bottom.
It's seriously steep.
Yeah.
And these guys are full dead sprint.
I worry for my knees when I watch that.
I don't know how they do
Why?
It.
Why?
Yeah, well, humans have forever just been like, hey, let's do something kind of stupid.
I would say there's probably some liquid courage that precedes that event.
Yeah, that's a safe bet, I would say.
Yeah.
They were doing gloriously elevated,
Gloriously elevated. Jumped off.
They're gloriously elevated, and they said, let's go chase this cheese ball down the hill.
An 8-pound wheel.
Yeah, let's cheese wheel down a hill.
It's 200 yards.
But you've seen people just lose their footing.
Yeah. They just tumble.
Oh, I know.
Crazy.
We should post that.
We should do it.
We got a little hill out here. Okay.
No, we're not doing that, all right.
We'd be calling the orthopedic surgeons on that one.
They'll sponsor it.
Yes. Local record holder Chris Anderson, who holds Guinness World Records with 23 victories, came out of retirement.
Oof.
But he didn't win.
Mm. He's the.
He was not gloriously. No.
He's the Joey Chestnut of cheese wheel chasing.
Cheese wheel chasing. They do that in England.
What a thing to be famous for.
Yeah. Okay, this or that today on this Tuesday. You got to pick one. All right, beach day or lake day?
Beach day.
Lake. Well, I mean, I like the beach. But
lakes,
I'm not one
lakes
to
can have beaches too.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. I like both.
It's this or that.
Yeah.
Pick
you're,
one.
You're
well, I know that
here.
There's such a variety in beaches. Like, if you're talking the Florida coast, I'd rather be on the Northwest coast. So, I don't know.
Well, that wasn't
lake,
the this
then,
or that.
I guess. Yeah.
You got to pick one?
Lake.
Okay. Just want one. Burgers or hot dogs?
Burger.
Yeah, burger.
Burgers. Get a damn burger.
Mm.
Bonfire or fireworks?
Bonfire.
I go fireworks, I think.
Okay. This is tough because you know what? I have done this. Catch fireflies or stargaze?
Stargaze.
Stargaze.
I've never caught a firefly, but I, growing up, we used to see them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like catching them though.
No, I've never caught one. I wouldn't even know what it looked like.
Why would you? Yeah.
I caught one once in Houston.
You did?
In Houston.
I just haven't seen it
but I let
for
it
a
go.
Long time.
No.
Anybody seen any fireflies for a while?
I think, aren't they more of the south?
Yeah.
I used to see them all the time up in Montana.
I think they kind of chase the temperatures, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about fireflies.
All right. Slip and slide or a water balloon fight? I know what Julie's going to pick.
Water balloon fight.
It's figured.
I'd probably do slip and slide.
I figured that, James. Slip and slide?
That'd be fun.
Okay. Watermelon or strawberries?
Ooh.
Watermelon. Come on. Easy.
Really?
Easy.
Oh,
I'm putting this all
in the
context of it's summer.
Okay, watermelon.
Really? I'm going strawberries.
Man, I'll down a whole watermelon right now. No problem.
Okay.
I love watermelon.
And finally, camping in a tent or a cabin stay?
Tent.
Tent.
I'd choose cabin reluctantly.
Why?
I hate cabins.
I don't like cabins.
I don't like cabins either.
James, we picked that out for you.
Yeah.
Cabin
I'd probably, honestly, neither personally, but if I had to pick one, I'd get cabin.
All right. Have an awesome day, everyone. Fox News on the way next. You're listening to KROE Shared at 8 o'clock.